Blog Talk Radio.
We have a midnight show called the Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight, where you bring your own topic to the show. You can also give your opinions about people who are getting readings if you've got some intuitional things going on too as well. So join us, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. It's now 12:11 a.m. Sorry we're a little bit late, but we're trying to get some things going on. And I wanted to play a song for you guys real quick, if you can get a little tip on this whole thing, and take this one in real quickly, and I think you'll enjoy this song, because it kind of goes along with the ideal of the mystics and that kind of stuff. So listen in, and this is actually Styx, called Crystal Ball.
Like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine. Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through sleepless dreams, all alone and trapped in time. All alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me, or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see, soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Well, tell me where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me, and then tell me again. My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me. Please, before
satin, white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always been with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
Talking to you from Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. How you doing? We're having a great time tonight so far, so I hope you enjoy the music. So we're just bringing some more music to the show. I guess it's my show. I thought I'd bring some personality.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
I know. Who cares? I'm tired of this breaking thing up. Yeah, I keep breaking up. This is why I can't have a girlfriend, because I'm constantly breaking up. So you probably heard that, didn't you? So
what's that?
So you didn't do that either, so that's good. I'm sitting still.
No, I didn't hear it.
I'm sitting still. I mean, what I said was, the reason I can't have a girlfriend because I'm constantly breaking up.
Oh, I get it.
That's the point. I don't. So that's why I'm always over the corner going, what happened? Okay, guys. So we're sitting here talking about, wow, that was pretty wild stuff. I was just saying, can you hear me, Amy? I was just talking about bringing more music to the show of who I am. You know, it's like that whole situation. I don't know what's going on with this freaking crap, because I've had the first 2 hours of my last show were fine, and all of a sudden we started getting this stuff. I don't know. Maybe I should tone down my energy. Somebody said I was expelling too much, and I thought it was because I thought that meant I was spelling things all the time. So
I don't know what to say about that. I think you're doing great.
Thank you. So it's driving me crazy. The reason that it took me so long to get on the show, because I was like, I took a couple minutes to download some more music. So
cool.
I just want to take some freaking things here. I got some Moody Blues and I got some Sticks. Crystal Ball. I don't know if you heard the Crystal Ball song.
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right.
I just got off my show and came here, so.
Yeah, it's a long walk, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did that with Barbara. We were talking before the show, and I said, go ahead and you go to the show. I'm running over there as we speak. You know, but it was funny. So yeah, okay. So we got. I'm just trying to see what we got with us today. You know, it's usually one of those things. This week only there was only one day I didn't have a show. Did everybody forget that I existed in one day? I hope not. I thought I was unforgettable. Was so told me irritation. You're unforgettable, man. Leave me alone. Let's see. There's a. Okay, cool.
What was that?
Exactly.
Okay, 276. Who are
That's
you?
That's me. That's me.
Okay, who's 000? That's you, right? I got 00.
Oh, actually, I'm on Skype, so yeah, I wouldn't be 276.
No, you wouldn't. So who's 276?
Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Hello?
And who are you?
Hello. My name
is Hyde. Yes? How are you? I'm doing fantastic.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
Dolores? Yeah.
So how's it going with you?
Well, just hanging.
Just hanging. So in the process of hanging, do your fingers get tired?
Do I what?
I said, do your fingers get tired when you hang? I know they do me, man. And when I get that slippery, when I hang, we have the trapeze, and we're swinging back and forth, I'm hanging from that sucker. My fingers get really, hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
Great.
So what's your name, sir? Should I call you sir, or should I call you?
Club.
You're at the comedy club.
Moron, my name is still Philip.
Moron, your name is still Philip. That's a long name, sir.
Yes. I just thought it would be crazy.
Wait, Philip, where are you from?
Why is that any concern to you?
Because you have the same area code as I do, 276.
Oh, is that so?
No, she just said it because she won't hear your voice. You sexy guy, you. So,
oh, my God.
So are you a fudge packer?
No, sir. I quit that job years ago. I do remember you being there. But, you know.
It's a probe.
Sorry, this was your apartment, not mine.
Are you?
And so, Amy.
Yeah, you see the people we have down here. It's crazy.
Well, my brother lives in Virginia. Of course, there's crazy people there. If you ever met my brother, I mean, shoot, my brother, we came when we had my dad's funeral. He was there, and he was behind the coffin, and he was shaking it to scare the hell out of my two sisters.
Oh,
and
my
God. I'm sitting there going, you are just not right. And he said, I never said I was, you know, and that's true. He never has, so. I was like,
that's
man.
That's terrible.
He lived in Virginia too long, is what it was. Hanging down by the river. His intelligence got slipped away. I don't know. Some, you know, it's amazing. People call it, oh, this is funny. Let's call it this show. Let's have a great time. Okay, fine. Let's have a great time. But you know something? I guess we have two different interpretations of what that is. Maybe I should stop playing Moody Blues. You see what pulls in. I'm just kidding. I actually like Moody Blues. It's one of those things where I sit there and kind of like get lost in the music. Not depressed-wise. It just kind of takes me to a different direction. So we're sitting here trying to, oh man, I'm just losing it here. If you want to call in, the number here is 646-721-9031. And I will warn you guys ahead of time, if you guys come on here talking about anything that's out of the ordinary of something that's just annoying, I think we'll tolerate it for about as long as we can push the button. But I believe everybody has, I think everybody should be able to voice their opinion, but I didn't see an opinion in that whole thing at all. I think it was just one of those things of confusion. Because the guy was like, you're asking a question, he gets offensive, but he's calling in here being offensive. So I was like, that's kind of confusing. So, Amy, how are you? How was your show?
It was great. I had Mark Victor on. He's a runecaster. We had fun reading, like, back-to-back, like, tag team, like you and I do. It's so much fun. We had a great time. There were tons of callers. And then, unfortunately, at the end of the show, somehow, I don't know if it's happened to you before, but the switchboard just cleared out. Like, it cleared itself.
Yes.
I was like, God. I mean, I wasn't to 3 hours yet. But.
I know. Oh, you know, no, I understand that point. I don't understand why what your part would happen because, I mean, you're right. I get mine, and usually when we go over, I'll be sitting there talking to people, and I say, okay, guys, just hang in there. I'll get to you guys. And all of a sudden, the switchboard clears itself. I'm sitting there going, I'm talking to the person I'm with. And it was luckily it was one of my late night shows where already, the mics were already open. So I could still talk to everybody, but I just couldn't. I didn't know who everybody was. The switchboard was clear as a bell. I could tell everybody what tomorrow was going to be. The show page came up. It's like, hey, there we are. We're sitting here looking at the thing going, tune in tomorrow when we're sitting here doing this. And early in the show, Barbara did a reading for me. And she said that I'm actually selling myself cheap. And I asked her about the whole thing. And she said, well, she wasn't the one that was saying it. She said my angels were saying, why am I doing this thing with the prices I'm giving right now? And I said, well, I don't really feel like there's a problem with giving specials from time to time. I do say that it doesn't fall in the category of donations when you're sitting there going, okay, if you give $99, you get something back in return. Kind of kills up the donation thing, but what do you think?
Well, I think the donation thing just has to be like one of those things that, you know, you just kind of mention and forget about, you know?
Right. Okay. So in some
we got two first, tonight. I mentioned it a couple times, but, you know, no one was really, you know, doing much. And I just said, you know, just I mentioned it. And then someone came on, got a reading and said, thank you so much. I'm going to go give you a donation now. And I was like, wow, cool.
Maybe she has some kind of point there because I really haven't. I mean, shoot, we're talking maybe 2 weeks. I haven't got nothing. I mean, I hate to say it that way. I hadn't gotten, maybe we should put it in a different way. What's a positive way of saying that? I have not experienced any generosity this week.
There you go.
So I was sitting like, I'm just
not
saying.
Yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Because I was sitting there talking to Barbara and like trying to put things in a positive way. So I'm going to ask about a girl. I'm not going to ask if it's going to happen or not. I'm going to say, and I said, I think I said this to you too, where I was sitting there talking about the thing going, okay, her name's this. Okay. So what do you think? You know, so I'm not saying anything. It's just in a, you know, open for interpretation. What it is, what it's not. And tonight we had a nice experience. Was this I don't know if we call it a surprise or whatever, but Shannon called, and I talked to you about Shannon before, where I was actually seeing her for a period of time, and then she called tonight, and I'm like, she had a 1111. So I think that might actually be like unknown, or because I don't think she has Skype. But I picked her phone up and said, "Hey, how's it going? What's your name?" And she said, "Shannon." And she goes, she said, "It's me, Shannon." I'm like, "Okay, nice name. Who would name their kid me, Shannon?" But I don't know. And we were just kind of like joking around with the whole thing until I realized it was her calling in. And then she's like, "I want to," I said, so she said, "Since I'm in Ohio now, do you want to see me?" And I'm sitting there going, I think, you know, in some sense of the word, I don't think that was, this was the right format to do that in. But since she put it out there, I said, "Okay, I have no problem with that. Sure, you want to?" I mean, my curiosity is up there, going, "Okay, I'd love to talk, like to see." I would like to see what she looks like. To be honest with you, I have some visuals. I've seen her pictures. I've seen, she has this on her Facebook. She has this real small picture. So I was like kind of curious because I've been picking up back and forth some visions when I talked to her on the phone.
Uh huh.
So I was just wondering what she looks like. So I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'd love to see you." So she's coming off like, "Do you want to see me now?" So I said, "Okay, I want to see you now." And she, all of a sudden she's like, "Next weekend." I'm sitting there going, "Okay, it sounds like you're meaning that you want, you know, you're putting the question out tonight. I just figured you wanted, you know, an instant gratification on your question." And next thing I know, she found out next week, and she said it might be sooner than that. Why do I sense there was a little bit of gameplay in that?
I just don't like her energy, period. I think you should stay away from her.
So you think if I meet her, it'd be like Psycho, the movie, she'll knife me in the bathtub?
No, I don't think it'd be that dramatic, but...
Oh, okay, I got you. At the kitchen door, I got you.
I feel like a flat line, you know? Like, burr!
God.
Sorry.
You need to work. You need to work on that. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's sitting there going, "Someone died." No. It was just a reenactment. But
you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I do. It's like I look at the situation, going, "This is great. This is fantastic." No, it's like it's after midnight, man. I think I've got my second win, and it's like, what's the word? Giddy. But oh, Amy's back. Oh, Amy, I know you didn't leave, but Amy was here too. The other Amy. It sounds like a poor commercial, doesn't it? Amy's here, and the other Amy. Yep. So I'm sitting there going, I'm not gonna use the word. Okay, guys, we're not going to say that, like we talk about pork and the other meat. We're not going to use that. It just sounds tacky when you talk about these two girls because their personalities are
weird.
I'm just saying, sweetie. You know, all you guys are like, your personalities and who you guys are, way past those giddy old jokes. So we're not going to do that. These beautiful personalities. So why don't you guys call in here and get a reading so we can all sit here and converse and do the whole thing. And like we call this a round table. So, okay, girls. Topics. Throw one out. I said this is we have a show here where we like to do topics from time to time. Well, we do topics all the time. So I said, throw out a topic. You know, what do you have? I kind of forgot my cue card. So come on, guys.
Well, I don't know. What do you want to talk to your audience about? What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is the idea of the situation of. False limitations. What I mean by that is, like, people say when you're 30, this is what happens to you, and this is what you don't do. You know, and I'm sitting there going, okay, where did the age thing come from? Because as we go, reason I ask the question, because I do a lot of past lives, and certain past lives that we had, we never lived past 40. So back in those days, I guess you look at the idea of 40 was like our 60s. Okay, what was that?
I don't know. Did you hear that?
I think
yeah, I did.
It was my phone. I told you it's been losing its connection. I'm
okay,
not so
I
sure
thought,
what's going on with it. What's that?
Well, our last show, I heard the same noise, and I thought someone had a cow in their living room. So I was like, okay, who's got the cow? I'll move. So that was kind of a strange topic. So... So we're just, you know, we're just throwing things out there of a limit that it's like society has. Like years ago, living together was taboo. Now it's normal. It's the next step, as some people put it, unless you come to me for a relationship and I tell you you're full of it. But things like limiting, you know, those things like Yes. Living together was taboo, now it's not. There were certain things in our society that at one time were taboo, and now they're normal. And it's like you like trace the situation and go, when did that all happen? You know, another thing, too, is I was looking at the muscle magazines, and now these guys have got their hair, they look like Tweety Bird, where they take the hair and they pull it up in the middle, and you're like, what happened here?
Did somebody get a wrestler or something?
Well, the picture I saw was somebody at a hair salon, and he pissed off his girlfriend who was cutting his hair. Oh! And his hair stuck like that, and all of a sudden, now we have a new trend, you know, because of somebody's mistake. And that's why I always see these things as somebody's mistake becomes the norm. And I'm like, it's kind of funny how society has these fads that kick in from time to time where you wonder, what happened? Why did that become a trend? The snowball effect that caused those craziness to happen. And I was a little ticked off about some things that were going on the day, but as the day cleared out, it wasn't so irritating. Because I was sitting there looking at certain things, and you've done this before when you have a certain realization of saying, okay, I have nothing coming in right now, and then you start realizing it's because of your thinking, and you've been trying to work on that, even with your meditations and stuff, going on and this and that and the other. Do you ever get angry that when you do the right thing, you're still not getting the results you think?
No, I don't get angry. I just know it's coming. It's just not here yet.
Good.
I can't say the same. I don't get angry, but I sometimes get nervous, which probably has the same effect as getting angry on the outcome.
Okay. Well, see, we had a lady, you was there, Amy, I think, on the last show, Rita calls in and said that she's worried about her job, and she was worried because it was about layoffs and that kind of stuff, and then as we sit there and got through the conversation, we realized that what she was picking up was somebody else. Mm-hmm. I guess I actually spooked her out, too, because I basically had repeated exactly word for word of what she was thinking about the same situation. And she says, how do you do that? And I'm like, okay, a question. And I was like, well, I don't know. But, you know, the idea of the situation of what you're going through and what's going on, it's more important to sit here and say, well, someone else picked it up and now they're reflecting it back to you. What are you going to do about that? And then she's different about things. Go ahead.
I don't claim to be superhuman, but my whole thing is, like, I've seen things that I wanted, like, over time. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted a Rhodesian Ridgeback. I wanted a dog for the longest time. Now, I wasn't in the living condition where I could have the dog. But I kept looking at the dog and thinking, okay, I really want this dog. I'm going to have it someday. I just knew I was going to have a dog someday. I didn't know when. I didn't know where. But before I knew it, the right circumstances popped up. I met a guy, and he said, I want a Rhodesian Ridgeback. And I'm like, how the hell is that? Like, no one's ever heard of these dogs.
They're beautiful.
Well, there you go.
So,
another person that's heard of him.
I got the dog. Now, I was doing the same thing a couple of years ago with a cat. I was living in an apartment in Pennsylvania, and I couldn't have pets. And I'm like, I really want a Siamese cat. I want a Siamese cat. I know I'm going to have a Siamese cat. I don't think it's going to be here because I can't have pets here, but this isn't going to last forever. So before I knew it, the opportunity came up. My dad had a house in Abingdon, Virginia. I came down to visit. I fell in love with it. I bought my own house here, and I got the Siamese cat. I rescued him from the Virginia Siamese Rescue. I got the cat. So it's almost like I just know from my experience it's just a matter of time. It's really not about whether I'm going to get it or not. And if I don't get it, the things I haven't gotten that I've wanted have usually, if I look at it realistically and intellectually, have been in my best interest. There's certain things I've wanted that have been terrible for me. I'm glad I didn't get them. You know what I mean? So there's really no rhyme or reason as to why we get certain things and why we don't get other things. But I can tell you some of the things I wanted, I know it would have resulted in a train wreck for me in my life. So I'm glad I didn't get it. It's crazy.
And then tonight we were sitting there doing this reading for this lady. And I'd already gotten a reading from Barbara talking about the situation I'm in. And she was talking about, it was just something things that she told me in the reading, right? So we have this lady comes on the show who asks questions. And as I'm giving her the answer that's coming to me, I said, okay, Barbara, I know you're laughing at me right now because everything I'm saying to this woman reflects exactly what I'm going through right now. And I can hear, and she started laughing, and that's because I was telling this lady, what you need to do is you need to focus on the situation that's going on and see what it reflects back to you. So if you see the reflection of what's going on, you can change the situation, and everything that you want, they will show you that it's coming to you. And just all this stuff, I just started talking about this thing, and I'm sort of going, and even as I was saying each and every word to this person, it was so resonating with me at the moment. To the point where I could just hear Barbara back there going, this is so funny because this was what we just went over, and you know, it made some perfect sense. So I guess it was another reinforcement for me. I was saying, okay, what do you want? And it was kind of hard. I was like in the middle of this thing too. You ever have one of those things happen? Maybe I'm pretty sure you have a couple of those, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because you should have been on the show because it was so funny. Because me and Barbara were talking about this at the beginning of the show, with some of the things that are going on with me and that kind of stuff. Because we were talking about, she gave me some insights about Shannon, but she was saying that the reflection here was a person who's looking for the answers on the outside. And then she said the same thing with me. What reflects back to me is because I keep looking on the outside to solve financial issues and that kind of thing, when it all resonates within me. So when I gave this lady this reading, it's exactly what I told her too. So I was like, okay, I get it.
It's kind of like that show that you pulled the cards. Was it Career for Everybody?
Yeah, it was Career Transition for Everybody. I couldn't believe it. Every time I shuffled the cards, and I even did this. I shuffled. That one time I was, one lady who asked me in the chat room, did also give her a card for the day too. So I shuffled the cards at least 10 or 20 times. And still it came up as Career Transition. And what I needed to do was, with every person I talked to in the chat room, there was a couple of people who said, no, I'm not going through a career transition. I said, well, what's coming to me is to understand what career transition means, because the idea it's talking about your life purpose is causing a career transition. So therefore, if you're in the chat room, guys, and you come to the realization of what you want to do with your life, and you realize what your life purpose is, just because you're not living it yet, that's the transition. All of a sudden, everybody raised their hand, okay, that's us. So the card fit everybody that was in the chat room that night. They thought that since I was shuffling the cards and it was everybody's in the chat room, that the same card was coming up because I couldn't distinguish between each person in the chat room. So that was challenging in itself to sit there and go, no, each one of these card readings is for the individual who's asking for it. And I was able to do that too. I was able to sit down and pinpoint in each one of those people's lives exactly the career transition that was going on. Boy, that was I was exhausted after that one. So, Amy, I keep saying.
I'm sorry. You know what I'm doing, Donnie? It's just totally wrong. But I'm in like another chat room here, and people are trying to kick me out of the chat room because there's someone in here. I was just kicked out. Oh man, I was kicked out of Psychic Marissa's chat room because there was someone in there that was having some darkness about and negativity about them. And I was telling everyone, you know, don't you want to look in the mirror and see what your reaction is to this negativity? And then someone said, only light and love in here. And I'm like, okay, isn't that an imbalance? If we only have light and no dark, does that equal like holistic health? Does that equal balance? And they're saying,
look at the
universe. Only... Yeah, only light in here. And I'm like, is that life? Only light? Only good? Only? Have you ever had a dark side? Have you ever been in a dark spell? Wouldn't you want to have compassion and take this experience and learn from it and look in the mirror and say, am I judging this person? Is that spiritual?
Hello?
Like Marissa, I'm telling you. I'm going to call her up today. I'm sorry.
Okay. No. You know, no, the one thing I didn't like about the whole situation was he was in someone else's chat room. Come on. But
that's all right. I can go back in. I can sign in as someone else, and I can just go right back in. I'm going to do that.
Oh, you don't like me no more?
Hello?
Amy?
What?
Hello?
I'm here.
I was like, are you mad at me or something? I was like,
no,
joking.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just like, I'm pissed
you're
off at Melissa for being closed-minded. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We can hear you. What's your name?
Am I in the air?
Are you in the air or on the air?
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. How are you tonight?
Fuck.
Okay. This is a very...
Oh, my
what
God.
What happened, man? The guy, it's like a guy walked into the bathroom. It's the girl's bathroom or something. Whoa. Okay. This has got to be the most interesting night in a long time. Except, you know, actually, the other day...
Did they come out to play again, huh?
Well, Amy sent me this thing where she sent me that copy of the entity that we got on our show, you know, that one night.
There's quite a few in the chat room that are actually being... probably need to be booted.
Okay, we got to go to the chat room and start booting people.
Mm-hmm. Why are we booting people out of the chat room? Well, it's your show, Donnie. I'm sorry, but I don't know. What are they saying?
Here it is. They're saying darkness is bad, like Taco Bell the next day. What does that
mean?
Oh,
my God. You know, have you ever needed to be in the dark to see the light? Isn't everything in life a dichotomy? Do we always, know that light is everything and all-encompassing unless we have the dark to contrast it upon? That's crazy.
Why don't we do this? No booting out of the chat room. Just let them kill themselves. And I'll go back
exactly.
And see who's, you know, who would get rid of the dead carcasses. But with the situation, they were talking about darkness. There's, you know, darkness is bad. See, if there wasn't a darkness, would you really appreciate the light?
What was that?
I said, if there was just nothing but, darkness, without darkness, would you really appreciate the light as much as you do?
Exactly.
You know, and
is that imbalance, or is it balance to live only in the light?
Well, see, if you only live in the light, you're kind of like defeating the purpose of being here in the first place, because there has to be balance between the two. Like, there has to be, it's a duality thing. It's like physical and spiritual. They both exist in the same spot, so they have to be balanced out. They just don't work together. And the same thing with relationships. Isn't relationships the same way? You have two people come into the whole thing, and how you get that balance. And there he is again, 727. Okay, dude, it's like this. He wants to listen, but he's got his hand up. Okay, this all feed into this craziness because.
Well, I think he wants to come on and talk for a second or two.
Well, a second or two?
Mm-hmm.
I might just time it too. You have 2 seconds. See, the one thing I don't like about. And I guess, you know, since we have this situation with Psycho Marissa, has no problem of bashing everybody else, too, who, as she claims to be the
real. No, you know what? I just want to say something right now. I called Psychic Marissa for a reading once, right? And
right.
She gave me a reading and wouldn't let me comment on it and hung up on me right after she said what she had to say. That, to me, is not a reading. I'm sorry. And I'm probably going to start a little bit of a war here, but I really don't care. That's BS. Excuse me, Donnie, I'm sorry.
And she had to do it on my show. Okay. But,
I'll do it on my show, too. I don't care. Psychic Marissa, the real psychic. What's a real psychic? How does she separate herself and say she's a real psychic? Compared to what?
That's what somebody said before, too. They said that the reason they didn't like that, because basically what she's doing in the process of saying that, she's denouncing everybody else.
Yeah, so she's negative at her core, and everyone's saying, oh, no, love and light, Psychic Marissa. Well, no, it's not love and light, and you just proved it, Donnie.
Yes, because we're saying, look at the situation, love and light. See, love is the physical, in some sense, the word. The light is the spiritual part. So we sit here and look at the situation. In order to really unconditionally love anybody, you have to have balance within those two. So
yeah.
We look at the situation, I was sitting here saying, one thing I say now is the idea of give love where love is given. But in the process of saying that, you have to also acknowledge the unloving people, you know? Like we're sitting here trying
to know what true unconditional love is. We have to have something to compare it against. And that teaches us something. That's not bad. I mean, maybe you don't want to live there, but maybe a short experience in that darkness will help you appreciate the light and see the light so much more.
Darkness is not necessarily evil, though, either, or bad.
No, it's just contrast.
Without the darkness, think about this, guys. If you're outside watching the stars, you could not appreciate the stars with the darkness. Because you couldn't see the truth of the beauty of those stars. So, you know, it's like looking at the situation of saying that one statement, darkness is bad. That's like saying that all the freaking women on the planet are evil. I don't know every freaking woman on this planet. And the ones I do know, I wouldn't say that. So So to even put it out there in the same sense of the word, I do know some people that, I mean, like my ex-wife, I have a tendency to push her hair back looking for the horns. But, you know, that's a different situation and probably a different show. But she's a person that scares me. But am I going to sit there and look at everybody in the same way? No, I just sit there and say, she's like a motivation of saying, I do know that there are some loving people out there who unconditionally give. So I'm not going to sit here and put a stereotype on the whole freaking thing.
Let me tell you something, Donnie. I had someone who called my show one time. This is like maybe 2 or 3 months back. Called me and asked me for a reading and then proceeded to give me a reading and told me I was going to die. Now, do you think I hung up on him? No.
Hey, was that your show, wasn't it? That was
Yeah, do you remember that?
I was there, yeah. I was in the chat room doing readings for you, and all of a sudden this lady comes on, and I'm sitting there going, okay, this is creepy to tell you the truth. She comes on, and she, like you said, she wanted to get a reading from you, and then she came back and said that she had talked to some of your friends or somebody close to you and said that you have a tendency to just give them all the positive stuff, but you don't give them you don't tell them the whole truth. And I'm sitting there going, really? I said, that was kind of crazy in itself, because I've actually seen a lot of your readings. Well, you've been on my show a lot of times, so I've always seen you tell people things, but you do have a tendency to go a step further and say, yeah, this is a negative situation, but here's the way to get around it, or here's how to deal with it, or it's going to change and this is what's going to happen. So I was kind of confused when she said that. But the death thing really freaked me out, too, because she said...
Yeah, she said the fourth horseman was going to come to me and I was going to have a bad fall that I was not going to recover from. Now, everyone in the chat room started telling me, hang up on this, B-I-T-C-H. Hang up on her. She's just negative. And I said, no. Let's let her talk. Because I wanted to hear what she had to say, and I wanted to ask her some questions, and I wanted to ask her mainly with her reading, like, is there any way with my free will... because I don't believe in predestination. I don't believe the end is the end. Is there any way I can avert this catastrophe? And she said, basically, I'd have to kill my cat to do that. And I said, well, I don't agree in sacrifice. We had an intellectual discussion. Now, she was coming from a place of evil, like hatred, malice, whatever. But I wasn't afraid of her. I wasn't shunning her. You know, why would I? So
yeah,
she's saying something that I don't want to hear. Maybe it's something I need to hear. Or maybe it's not something I need to hear. But either way, she has a right. She has an opinion. She's a human being. I don't believe in censoring people.
So with the situation I was looking at, saying, there's somebody on the line right now. I'm sitting there going, should we let him come on the line and see what happens? And
absolutely.
Kind of
why not?
What's that?
I said, why not?
Okay, why not? That sounds good. That's a good attitude. Let's do that. See what happens, man. I mean, it's entertaining, right? So, here we go. I feel like I'm plunging into a pool of cold water. What's going to happen? Is it going to feel good or is it going to feel bad? You never know. I might hit the bottom of the pool and scratch my nose.
You could call something fun.
Well, we've had a couple of shows where we actually guessed who was coming on before they came on and what kind of question they were going to ask. And this one guy came on. He said, I'm not a woman. And I don't have a relationship question, but I still like to get a reading anyway. So I forgot, people, they hear everything. Area code 347, welcome to the show, and how are you?
Blessings, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Amy and Amy's here.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you, honey?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm glad that, we are all up early this morning.
Oh, absolutely.
It's Saturday. I got plenty of time to sleep. Until my next show, which is at, in an hour? I'm just kidding. But and does someone, what's your name? I'm sorry.
Oh, I apologize. My name is Ruth.
Ruth? Let me ask you a question. Are you playing the show in the background?
No.
Maybe we're just getting an echo or something. Sorry. So you have a question for us?
Are you hearing feedback?
Yeah, I'm hearing some. It's like coming back in my ear going, I'm talking to myself, and it's kind of weird. So it's almost like saying, what would you like to have for dinner? Well, so Ruth?
Uh-huh. I have a question regarding my soulmate. who I've been away from for a long time, and I had always hoped that we would get back together. And I kind of got a word a couple of years back that we would, but it hadn't happened. Do you see anything as far as that is concerned? Do you see us reuniting?
Now, the thing I got was no. I also got a lot of preoccupation with the subject of getting back together, and a lot of how would you put this? It's like the information keeps going backwards, where it talks about all the things you've been waiting for, but you've also been focusing on the relationship that you had with him and what was going on with the situation and that kind of stuff, and it's like brought things to a standstill in some sense of the word, where it slowed things down. And then when you asked the question, I mean, I got an instant no, that it wasn't going to happen, because it's the idea of letting go of all this in favor of somebody else coming in your life, which I feel like could have already happened, but it was like, that's why I keep saying, preoccupation with what could have been. What do you think, Amy?
I think this guy, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's you.
That's you?
Well, it's like, I'm hearing an echo too. Oh my God.
I know.
I think I'm going to have to step away from my headset to try and do this reading. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Oh my God, that's so weird. All right.
I cannot figure where it's coming from.
Okay, I see this guy as afraid, scared, and wounded. He has a wall up. He doesn't know what he wants, so he's procrastinating and saying, okay, I'm not going to make any decisions right now. I'm just going to wait. He knows you care. He knows you are a deep well of emotion for this person, but he is not ready by any means. So, I would just really realize the differences as far as energetic reciprocity is concerned in this situation, and keep moving forward. I know you're reassessing it, but they're saying it's all out on the table. It's all, like, everything you need to see here is here.
Okay. Ruth?
Yes, I appreciate the insight. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but,
you're welcome. I'm sorry if I wasn't more positive.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said before, the thing I felt the most, too, was not being on the same level would definitely tell me about any kind of life together, because it'd be a constant pulling him up to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So I get this thing, and I've been getting this all day for some reason. It's like a 2-month span for almost everybody, where I feel like there's things coming up, but it seems like more of a July, a meeting someone. Holy mackerel. Okay.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
I'm sorry.
That's my birthday month.
Yeah, that's what I figured. But I was looking at the thing. There's a lot of connections there. A lot of things going on with that situation where you would appreciate that, where it would be that close to something you'd be familiar with. But I just feel like a really strong connection with that. Got it. That's driving
Thank
me
you.
Crazy. But, sorry, I'm sorry, sweetie, but you know, it's like there's feedback with your line, because as Amy was doing the reading, I decided to put you on mute for a minute, and
okay.
it stopped, and then when I turned it back on, there we are talking to ourselves again, and it's almost like someone else there, because Amy actually said go ahead, thinking there was another person there, and it was just the echo and going back. So what I would say, seriously, I would work with Archangel Michael, as in the sense of meditations and working with that, and cut this loose. Because one thing I do see here, too, is a detachment. Okay? It's like you want something here, you have a fantasy with it. That's what I see, a fantasy. I don't, and it's like, it's a good fantasy, but the idea of reality with it, I just see that it will happen with somebody else. But that's a good thing. It's like, look at the situation. This guy that you want to get back with, I really feel like he's going to be with somebody else. I don't think now. I think he has a lot of work to improve. But then again, with that kind of realization that you feel pulled towards something else anyway, so that just gives me an idea. He's destined for somebody else, and so are you. So therefore, you love him. Love him enough to let him go.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Amy.
Yeah.
I know Amy Arrow's last name, but I don't know Amy's last name.
No, I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm sorry it wasn't more positive.
No, don't go
on. And the other Amy, do you have anything to add to this?
The first thing that I heard was that this is not a thing that's going to continue. So, other than that, that's it.
Okay. No problem then. Well, thank you, Ruth, for calling.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
If you get a chance to give us a call around June or July, and tell us what happens, because I feel like you're going to meet somebody. I keep seeing a guy with glasses and a big old smile, but very handsome.
Okay.
All right.
You're
welcome. Mm-hmm.
Have a good morning.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Connect now.
I don't know, guys. I was kind of like, shouldn't do that because I think I'm judging it because what happened with this dude calling in and kind of like freaking out. But I wasn't too sure what we was going to expect, but that was lovely. I liked that. That was great. And now we have another person on the line with the same area code, different phone number. And for some reason, I was sort of thinking, she's on the line, Ruth is on the line, right? I'm thinking the guy calls, which is not too crazy, really. Let's see, what show? Last week, I think it was, we had somebody call the show. And I was doing a reading for her. In the process of her doing the reading for her, the guy that she was talking about, he called in.
No way.
Yes, he calls in. So we're sitting there doing the reading and stuff. And he says, I know your caller. I know the other caller you're talking to. Hello. And he said, hello. I forget what her name was, but they were sitting there talking and stuff. And so I sit there and say, okay, this is kind of cool. So this worked with the situation here. And we'll do like a little relationship counseling thing going on and see what so we can do here. And we sit here and talk for a while, and they both left together, and it was kind of like a cool thing, you know. Relationship counseling on the air, welcome, you know. So we got them guys together. That was pretty cool. I like that. And it's like, we should do shows like that. Come on in. Bring your boyfriend with you so we can work it out. or call, and maybe the guy you're talking about just might show up. So, there was that one call. I wasn't trying to be hard on her on the earlier show when I was saying, you got a situation with a guy you're with. You guys live 6 hours away from each other. I said, I'm just saying with my situation, and I try to separate myself from the situation. But sometimes I look at them going, he only lives 6 hours away. And you only see each other every 5 or 6 months. I couldn't hack. I mean, to me, I just didn't understand it. So I felt like there was more of people making decisions to make it this way. Not because it had to be, but it was more of a defense because of the distance and the internet. And I asked the lady flat out, I said, okay, the guy says in a year he's going to retire and all this kind of stuff. What are you going to do when it comes to being next year? And he has another excuse of why you guys can't be together. And I said, what are you ready to do? And she was just like, well, when I meet that, I'm prepared. Okay, but are you prepared? Are you really, what are you going to do? That's my question was, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and go, okay, and then go with the excuse? Or are you going to stand up and say, okay, the respectful thing here to do was, okay, dude, you said a year. And I understand it's an individual basis of what's really going on. But when I sat there and picked up on the situation, I thought it was more this guy was using the internet and the distance as an excuse to maintain his life because he knew when she came to visit that she'd be leaving. And he was okay with that. He had to deal with her on a 24/7 basis. And we all know relationships you really can't get the extent of what's going to happen until you actually live like that 24/7. Because that's what relationships are. I could have swore they was. Back in the day they was. you know?
No, I agree with you. Long distance is really tough, especially when it's new, you know?
Well, see, what I told her was, when me and my ex-wife, the first time when we split up and we decided to get back together, she moved to Maryland and I lived in Ohio. And I would work all freaking week. I worked at a factory. I work at this factory all freaking week, working third shift. And as soon as I get up on Friday morning, I would drive 6 hours to Maryland just to see my kids and her for maybe 4 or 5 hours. And then I basically, with almost no sleep, drive back and then go to work Monday and then do it a week. And then every week I would do this. So I said, I don't understand. I said, you know, you're sitting here saying you really want this, but I don't see the effort. And I said, I'm not trying to be mean or nothing, but you're saying that you say you hate this long distance. And I said, it's only 6 hours. And I actually saw a situation where, I can't remember, it was one of the shows too, where these people, they lived 2 hours away from each other. And they'd only seen each other. They had never seen each other. They lived 2 hours away from each other. They had never seen each other. And this has been going on for like 8 months. And I told her, I said, boy, if you guys would have came to me, I would have told you flat out that when you meet someone in this kind of situation, first of all, you start talking to each other on the phone to get that going. But I always tell everybody, you know, try to schedule to meet each other. If not in the first 2 hours, the first 2 days, you know, people are going, that's crazy. I said, why is it so crazy? That's how it was back in the day before the internet. You met people in bars, in restaurants, in laundromats. There wasn't all this stuff of meeting someone at a laundromat and say, here's my freaking email address, I'll talk to you later. You know, you just sit there and that's where the relationship started and that's how they usually happen, you know. That's the thing, it tells you what's going to happen within the relationship, and it's like we're all missing that. Well, I shouldn't say we're all missing that. The people I've talked to, let's put it that way. Because I know I don't do that, and I've tried to do that. I mean, the thing with Shannon, I mean, I've tried to put that thing together where we can meet each other sooner we did. But with the situation, the way it played out, it wasn't me that had to go and do anything. It was a situation of her getting out of a place where she didn't want to be at. And it was a test of strength. Okay, what can you do? And you could see that through the whole thing where she was constantly trying to push the responsibility of her decisions on everybody else. Okay, you come here. Why do I want to come to Pennsylvania? You know, it's like you're supposed to be packing up and getting yourself down here and moving and taking a leap of faith. How can you take a leap
right.
of faith? How can you take a leap of faith if I'm going to come pick you up and take you there? You know, where's the strength in that? That's still relying on someone else. And what's the idea of strength of coming together? With that kind of strength, what I'm trying to say is, with her having that kind of strength and foundation within herself, then the relationships that she's had in the past where they didn't go anywhere, more likely would have more of an effort, or how would we put that? Something would happen that has never happened before, where she would have something with some foundation because she has foundation of herself. So,
well, I wanted to say, too, I got a message from Earthbound Angel, and she's saying that, you know, about the caller that was talking about meeting him, she feels that it's not a good idea also, that she felt heaviness the whole time she was talking and it wasn't good. So I completely agree.
Yes. Okay, now when we're talking about the call, I mean the last one?
I believe so. The one that was talking about meeting him. I think it was the last one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With the situation going on and that kind of thing. The reason I asked the question, because on the first show we had tonight, we had a lot of people talking about the same thing. And if I'm not mistaken, she was there too. She's actually been on both shows.
Who, Earthbound Angel?
Yeah.
She's saying the one that wanted to meet you. Oh, is that Shannon? Are you talking about Earthbound Angel?
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
We're getting something. It's coming through.
I think this is about Donnie, not about a caller.
Right.
Are you talking about Donnie? And the girl Shannon in Ohio that wants to see him now, the one he's wondering about? I think she is. I think that's who she's talking about.
Right. I'm trying to figure out. Let's see. Where's she at?
The one that wanted to meet you. Yes. She said yes.
Yes. Yes. The one that wanted to meet you.
Oh, yeah, said, I don't get a good feeling about this either.
She said if she felt, okay, these people were talking about Taco Bell, over meat left out too long, what was the other one, espressos, especially if you are an Eskimo. Okay, you know.
Oh my God.
And you wonder how can we ignore you guys in the chat room? Yes, it is. Okay, Amy, what did you say? I think she's agreeing with you when she said yes, it is.
Yeah, she felt the heaviness. She didn't think it was a good idea.
To meet Shannon.
Yeah.
Talking about dieting. Have you ever had a crab bowl? I'm sitting going, okay, let's go back to talking. Yeah, the
what?
The crab bowl at the, you know, there's so many damn restaurants. We do have a caller here. I'm going to see her. Let's bring her on. Hello, area code 347. Welcome to the show. And what's your name?
Hi, this is Aisha calling from New York.
Aisha.
Yes.
How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's been a while since I talked to you, huh?
Yes.
So how have things been going since last time we chatted?
Things have been going great. Things are going wonderful with my business and everything. But now I am looking for love. Or I'm waiting for love to find me. Either one.
Okay. How about neither one? But why don't you just wing it and say, okay, universe, this is the kind of guy I want. Put a stamp on it and deliver it and just let it go. Could you do that?
Yeah, yes. Well, I've met someone and there seems to be an attraction there. So I just wanted to get some advice to see,
that was kinda weird.
You know, how things would kind of, if you saw anything flowing in the direction of a relationship.
You know, the funniest thing I heard about, the reason I was laughing because the message that came through was weird. And also, Aisha, say your name one more time so I can say it right.
Well, you know, everybody Aisha. Calls me Aisha, but yes.
Aisha, okay, good. And say hello to Amy, who's...
Hi, Aisha.
Hi,
Amy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So Amy's in Virginia, and I have another friend of mine, Amy, who is in New Hampshire.
Okay, yes. Amy and Amy. Okay, hi.
Hi, Aisha.
Yes, the message that came to me, and I don't mean this to be funny, really, I don't. Which I try to be funny all the time. But this thing came across me, which said, I met this guy, and all I heard was, wah, wah, wah. I said, is that a good thing or a bad thing? So I'm okay, that's the first time we've gotten that kind of message, but the exact same thing came to me right when you said that. And it was like, the guy is just not what you think he is. That's why
really?
I keep getting it. Because
okay.
There's some, think about this. I've had readings like this where the lady will go, this one here is not as bad as the last one, but he's still bad.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does.
So
I mean, I don't know him well enough, really. You know, we've been speaking, and, you know, we've met in person, and he just seems like a nice guy, but I don't know him that well.
Right. So we're going to go to Amy in Virginia.
Okay, do you know his name, or can I get his name from you?
Yes, his name is Thaddeus.
Thaddeus. I like that name. Cool. Let's see. Thaddeus, though, are you cool? Let's see.
He's got a cool name, but...
Okay. He's going through a little bit of a depression, they're saying, so he's not really acting the way he should, he's saying, with regards to you.
Okay.
I'm seeing there is interest. He feels like you are a lady. Like, you are somebody who knows what she wants. You're accomplished. He's saying, you know, I'm the type of guy who is acting a bit traditional and erring on the side of caution. So he's saying, I'm going to have a decision to make here. I feel compelled or pulled in her direction, but my tendency to try and play it safe is going to be holding me back. Let me see what he's going to do. Yeah, I get there's going to be a friendship there, but he's saying, I don't know if I can really give her what she wants. I think the two of us are going in two different directions, so I don't see a relationship here. But Donnie, I don't know. I'd like to get your insight on it and see what you think.
Well, that's like I said before. He's not what you think he is, so there's a little more, it's really deeper in the whole situation.
Not a bad guy, but he's just not.
No, I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying with the situation, he's not what he's presenting to her.
Right. I know he has told me that he has never been in a relationship. So I'm like, okay,
he is
he's 29. He's never been in a relationship.
He's never been in a relationship. Or so what are you talking about here, like a 29-year-old virgin?
Well, no, I mean, he says that he has not been with that many people, and he really truly feels that sex is something that should be shared during marriage. I don't know, but he says that he's never been in a relationship, like in a committed relationship with anyone. He's never been in. So I'm like, well,
okay,
is there a phobia of commitment or something?
Yeah, well, yeah, I would definitely say a phobia of commitment, because he's saying I've never been in a relationship with anybody. And if he came to me for any kind of counseling, I would tell him he's full of it, because any kind of relationships you have where you hold someone's hand could actually be considered, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
And that is a relationship. Me personally, when it comes to relationship, I've studied it very deeply. When you have your foot to the floor, that is a relationship between your foot and the floor. So, you know, relationship's
right.
a relationship, and it's used so loosely. It's like soulmate. People say, I want my soulmate. But then they say, I want to be with my significant other. Well, I think those things are two different things.
Right.
A soulmate's a teaching lesson. And like we said before on the earlier show, we were talking about some people think they have to be with certain people in a sense of soulmates to
mm-hmm.
learn lessons, when actually what it is, it's self-punishment. Because I made a bad mistake, so therefore I have to keep myself here and to learn the lesson, when it's just basically they're punishing themselves.
Right.
And the situation with that is almost like, I'm just saying with me, when I sit here and look at the situation, I feel like a very strong friendship will happen between the two of you, but I don't see a relationship either, because I feel like in the sense of word of what he's talking about, the reason he hasn't been, as he calls it, a committed relationship, because he's made too many excuses not to go there, and he's had a lot of friendships. But I would say one thing, and this is not trying to put anybody on the spot. He has had relationships, and he has had sex. So therefore,
right.
the ideal, the situation of saying, I go with what Amy says. He's not a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying some of the things he's doing right now, because of the fear of commitment, he will lie and do certain things to keep from going there in that direction, because he says, I've never been in a committed relationship. That's like someone said, I've never been in love. When we know when you love, you just do.
Right.
And it's just an excuse to say if you're in or out of love, because at that moment you're trying to figure out if you really want to be in it or not. So you're saying, I'm not really in love right now. So therefore, I want to run like hell and go that direction, which more likely it's another phobia question. I'm scared to death of commitment. So I just feel like I've heard some things he said that is, as it goes further, as you guys getting closer, he'll start pulling away and making excuses why not to take it to a relationship, because he's not.
Right, okay.
He's not, well, I put it this way. I wouldn't say he's not ready. He's just not going to let it go there.
Right, okay.
Okay, so we're looking at the situation.
Yeah, he wants to be friends. Right. He wants to take moderation. I'm sorry, Johnny. I don't mean to interrupt you, but moderation and friendship is what I got.
Okay.
Yeah, do it.
Not to reiterate what you guys have been saying, but what I've been seeing is him frowning and shaking his head no.
Frowning and saying no. You know, I would sit there and agree with that one too. That's saying what I saw before. Because I was, you know, when I started talking about before, he's not what he's presenting himself to be, which means that depression part and the stuff that he really needs to talk to her about. I think the reason they've actually even crossed paths because she can actually help him. But he's not expressing that to her. So she can't. She senses
right.
it. You do sense it with him. You sense there's something
yeah,
on the surface.
Yeah, I sense that there's something there that he's not telling me. Yes, I do.
So don't try to probe it and don't try to do that, because, I mean, I know how sometimes with what I do, I have a tendency to see the root of some problems, but you really can't do anything in those situations until they basically come to you and want that help.
Right.
Because all
right.
you're going to do is push them away, because they think you're trying to pry into their business. Not
right.
realizing that you're just a caring, loving person who sees something, and you're not willing to wait because you feel like you could do something about it. So I'm just saying, don't go that route. Just give him the space he wants. And when he does pull away, what I was going to say was a situation I was in with a relationship with a friend of mine, who she has a tendency to disappear. It's just the idea of realizing that they are who they are. They protect themselves in different ways than we do ourselves, even to the point where we put ourselves out there. But they are who they are. They are caring, loving people. They're just not ready to really experience that with somebody where they can actually, you know, be a part of it and not let him take them over, because they have a tendency to lose themselves within relationships.
Right.
But
okay.
They are. So it's just the idea of saying, like with my friend, when she disappears like this and then she comes back into the mix, she has a tendency to ease back in and say, well, I like to come back and see if we can actually salvage our friendship. And I just say, salvage your friendship. Our friendship's always been intact. You just haven't been here. So
right.
You're here, so therefore it can be a friendship that's mutual, but the friendship's always been there, and that's how I treat a lot of my friends. It's just, you know, they disappear from time to time, but in life, how many people have really disappeared? You never got mad at them. It's just that life took you in a different path, a different course. And then you cross paths, and that later on, you just kind of look at each other and go, it's been a long time, but you don't get mad at them. That's what you got to do here with this situation. When they pull away, they pull away. They're just reassessing the situation and trying to figure it out on their own level.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It really does. Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Are you
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Aisha. Perfect. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
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 Yep.
Adios. So... I'm sorry, it's really the situation. You go, Amy in Virginia, we have a remote going on now, you know. But tell us how the traffic is.
There's no traffic out here. I've got sheep across the street. Little lambs just came into being this spring, so they're looking so cute. They're jumping around out there. I can't see them right now, but during the day I watch them all the time. That's the only traffic I really see.
Sheep,
and
huh?
it's really strange for me because I'm originally from New Jersey, so you know the tri-state area, like we're all about go 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 now, and it's kind of crazy for me to be in this type of setting and just like taking it easy. I love it; it's beautiful. I just have to take little sabbaticals from time to time. I go to horror movie conventions, or I go up to see my mom or my sister, and we go to New York City. You know, it's crazy. I don't think I could just live out here forever and not see civilization.
No, I hear you. I mean, I used to live in the mountains all the time, and what I would do is catch the bus down into town or go work out. I think I actually went to that gym and joined up a gym just so I would have those times in town. But like we were talking about before with the darkness, I go into town, I like it for a while, but I have some place to run back to. And if I didn't have that little darkness for a period of time, I wouldn't really appreciate my little home back in when I was living in Manitou Springs. And now I'm living in Ohio, and you talk about eclipse. But it's one of those situations, right?
Hey, it happens. I mean, back to the darkness. I've been thinking about that a lot, and I'm like, I question myself all the time because I am a consummate learner of life, and I'm thinking, is there something I'm missing here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Well, as a reflection, too. But, you know, if you sit there and look at the situation, Amy, and we're sitting here looking at those people going nuts over there, or Psychic Marissa, or the people in the freaking my chat room, but we're sitting here talking about it. So it could be just the idea of expressing one's opinions about just that and hoping they hear it and they snap out of it. So you can sit here and look at it. It is happening for a reason. But the reflection is not for you to learn something. It's something you've already learned, so now it's your turn to pass it on. You're hoping that people are listening because realistically, we are all crossing each other's paths right now. So there has to be a reason for that.
I just, like, the first thing I don't understand is why you would censor someone from, you know, speaking, because we live in the United States of America. It's free speech here, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you live in love and light, you know that we have shadow sides, that there is a darkness, and that we have to recognize that in order to know or in order to see the contrast of the light. We wouldn't know light unless we knew dark. I think this is just a simple, basic understanding. I wasn't in her chat room talking up darkness, but there was someone in there that was negative, and everyone was like bashing this person, unfortunately. And I said, you know, maybe they're hurt. You know, there's a lot of people that act out negatively that need compassion. Mm-hmm. It's not about saying, oh, no, we can't talk about the dark because that's too scary. I mean, I play in the dark, I live in the light, but I acknowledge both. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. I'm just saying, with the situation going on, it's like, if you look at the situation too, Amy, really, realistically, you know, that to me, if you're sitting here bashing somebody because they're negative and they're like you said, they're hurting and they're in pain and all that kind of good stuff. People act out that those kind of things in different ways. But it's definitely expressing it, but they don't, you know, on the surface might look different. But to sit there and bash those people and say, this is a room of light, to me that kind of questions that room of light. Why would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, and then I got kicked out of her room, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I wasn't saying anything offensive. I wasn't really sticking up for the negative person. I was saying, you know, they've got a story too, and maybe
right.
we should use their negativity as a mirror to see what our reaction is. Are we being judgmental, or are we being accepting? And that says something about us. And maybe if we're being judgmental, we need to work on that part of ourselves that's being judgmental, because we don't know what their story is. We don't know where they're coming from. We don't know what's happened to them. It's just
exactly.
kind of crazy, you know?
It's like a bill collector calling me up and saying, hey, and giving me this freaking long story about, you know, you should feel responsible, and don't you feel bad, and blah, blah, blah. And you're sitting there going, dude, you have no idea what I've gone through to get to this point where I can't do and honor this obligation. But you want to sit there
right.
and assume that I do. So I'm sitting there going, we want to find the solution here. I'm like, how can you find a solution with all this negativity going on? You know, I'm sitting here looking at the situation, going about ready to hang up because I don't want to deal with it. Not because I don't want to pay a bill. And he's sitting here looking at me, well, you want to hang up? Fine. I'm sitting here going, no, I don't want to hang up. But what you're spewing out right now, I think I should hang up. Just the idea of saying, thank you for making me appreciate how it was before I picked the phone up. And I want to go back to that serenity, okay? So adios, amigo. And you can hang out in your little talk room there with all the negativity.
Right, and I'm not trying to judge anyone or anyone else's shows. You know, what they do is their right to do. It's their show. All I'm saying is I'd love to talk about it. I just don't want to be kicked out before I get a chance to say, you know, like, why do you feel the need to censor people?
Aren't we doing talk shows to talk about things? So, on that note, I'm just saying we're talking. And I think it's pretty cool because, I mean, we should write thank you notes to Psychic Marissa for bringing up this topic where we're actually sitting here talking
yes.
about the whole thing, so we can
no,
go,
I,
okay.
And I don't mean that facetiously. I hope you don't either, because I really
no,
do
I
want
don't.
To thank her.
No, I don't. You know, the thing I look at people, one thing I really don't like about certain situations is people who are talented, but sometimes their personalities get in the way. Or there's certain things about their, this is a prime example of the ego going amok, and there's in the balance, and you're saying, okay, here's a spiritual person who says she's very spiritual, and there's light and love in the room, of looking at the situation and going, okay, I think in some sense the word she needs to reflect too, that she, because I know I do this, where you sit back and you look at these life reflections and these life reviews from time to time, just to see maybe something's getting in the way. Because I mean, I'm doing a reading for a lady where I'm sitting there going, me personally, I would get in my car and drive there right now because I want to be with that person. And I sit there and look at her and say, I'm not trying to put my personality in there, but that's what I would do. And so I'm trying to understand your situation. And I think what you're saying too, Amy, is when you was in there getting a reading from her, all you want to do is express your side of the whole story to get her confirmation that she's going
there. I wasn't getting a reading. I was commenting on the backlash that a negative person in the chat room was getting, and I just said, you know, use this as an opportunity to look at yourself. Are you being judgmental of this person? Do you know their story? Do you know where they're coming from? And to not ostracize somebody for their beliefs. I mean, we're all
mm-hmm.
entitled.
No.
The only thing I have.
Right. No, only thing what I'm saying is, didn't you get a reading from her once before?
A while ago, yeah. And she hung up on me that time. Unfortunately, I was trying to comment on her reading, but before she gave me even a second to comment, she hung up on me. And
well,
I thought, wow.
That's what I was saying.
Like, if
that's
I was giving a reading, I would want to hear the feedback. I want to hear if I'm you know, confirming correctly, if I'm accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't even give me a chance. Now, I know we're on a time constraint on Blog Talk Radio, and I completely understand that. But
mm-hmm.
when it comes to, you know, like just cutting someone off, like who the heck knows if you're accurate or not? I want to hear what the person
that's
has
what I'm
to
saying.
Say.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to
say
she was inaccurate. All I was going to say was I was going to comment on a finer point of the situation that she wasn't commenting on and tell her, great, thanks. You know, I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay. No, that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying before. When I was sitting there talking about when you got the reading from her and she does her little thing, I know personally I like to hear comments from people because it gives me a confirmation that I was actually going the right direction in the first place. Not this smug stuff of walking around going, yes, I did it again. I solved and saved somebody. I need to know if I'm actually going in the right direction, just so therefore when I talk to somebody else, I have a little bit of confidence in the situation. So I think that's why I talk about people when we do readings and stuff, and I tell people, yeah, I'll give you a free reading. Why don't you come in and sit down because you can help me now? And they go, how can I help you? Because of the reading itself is going to reflect both of us. So therefore, you're helping me, I'm helping you. It's a situation. And I like doing those kind of things. And I always notice those situations have a tendency to really pay off. And what I mean by that is, I'm not talking about money per se. I'm just saying, when you just freely give of yourself at that moment, for no other reason but just in the moment, I've seen those moments come back where somebody appreciates it so much that there's always compensation in some way. Even if it's just a hug, there's always something that comes back from that person because you just gave it yourself for no reason else but to help that person and say, okay, let's sit down and have some fun. Let's sit and look at the situation. And really, all you were focusing on at that moment, not yourself, but that person that was right across from you, looking you in the eyes going, really? You know? Does that make sense to you?
I'm just watching all of the obscenities that are going on in the chat room tonight. I don't know who these people are. And then we've got Black Bin Laden here sending out YouTube videos about you, unfortunately. So we've got some negativity here. And
about
I would
who?
Say about you.
About me?
Yeah, it's some kind of stupid video. It has nothing to do with you, but he's just saying it's your hit single on YouTube.
Okay, well, I'm gonna bring on some people. We got somebody from area code 386.
No, I want to say real quick though, Donnie, let's pray for them.
Okay.
Let's pray for them.
Why don't we really send some real light and love to somebody, or maybe everybody on Blog Talk Radio who is in some sense the word negative, that they will actually see the light and say, hey, you know the idea we're here. I sit here and do this every day. That's why I want to keep the show going. That's why I keep talking about donations and going, please let me stay here so we can just keep doing this all the time because. I think because I tell people all the time, and I think I should change the format with the donations, just put them out there and say, okay, this is what it is. You want to have, you know, if you want this, fine. But
there's someone, all right, let me just ask you real quick. There's someone talking about, you know, things I don't want to mention, but I think maybe this should be kicked out. I mean, I'm not saying that I can't stand negativity, but when we're talking about pussy and clits, it's just a little bit offensive. Do you know how to
okay.
do that?
Okay, what'd she say? Did she
I mean,
say the
your
S word?
Show. It's your show, huh?
I said, did you say the S word?
No, she did not. She said
no
word.
Hey, you know something? We call it talk radio, so therefore, that's part of talking. Okay, somebody, I'm reading, I was reading someone IM'd me, and I was trying to read it for a second. And I was like, okay.
No, it's just inappropriate. I don't think it's offensive, maybe. I mean, you should say, like, inappropriate, like, to say pussies and clits on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know. What do you think, Donnie?
Oh, my gosh. You know something?
It's being said. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest.
I'm sitting going, oh, God. I think we should take, like, a five-minute break on that one. I was in the middle of reading this email, or whatever it is. Today,
I have to go, Donnie. Getting awful tired. A little silly.
Oh, okay. Hold on for a second. You got to leave?
Yeah, I'm getting a little silly and tired, so I think that it's probably best if I...
That's what this show's all about. Tired and silly. But if you want to go, that's... No, you're fine. I understand.
Alrighty.
You got other priorities, especially when they get up in the mornings. If they're there.
Right.
So if you're...
Well,
if you,
they're not here this weekend, but yeah.
If you want to take advantage of sleeping in and you got to go right ahead.
All right. I will talk to you another time.
All right. You have a good night or good morning.
Right. Yeah, right. Good night or good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Welcome to the Zay Show.
I wish people would call in to discuss this because I think this would make a great show. I think we should talk about, you know, is this offensive or is it just inappropriate? What do you guys think? Call into the show. Let's talk about it. I'm not sexually frightened. I don't think Donnie is either. I'd love to hear thoughts on this.
Heck yeah. Okay, area code 386. Are you there?
Yes, hello. Hi to both of you.
And let me ask you a question.
I have a question, but I want to comment on the negativity. I think it's funny and humorous also. But, you know, and the reason why is because as far as the video goes, it's like, man, you must be doing something right, because once you have haters, it's like, you know, that's confirmation that you're doing something right. And I would just ignore it, you know, because don't give it any power, you know, but just to know that you must be really awesome and you're doing something right to have haters.
Okay.
So that's the upside about it.
Okay.
I love the show.
That's what he used to say too. Imitators. They said people who imitate you are people that are just it's like flattery, you know. So I guess we look at this situation and say, okay, we're very positive, so they're the negative part. So see, we're actually having balance here. The people who are actually out here are talking very positive, and the people in the chat room, but you know, we're trying to balance it out. But so way it works, right? So what's the situation? Okay, are you calling from Daytona?
Yes, I am. We're having spring break down here.
Well, I bet you're just having a great time, because I was down there for spring break. You know, I hate to say this. It might be a negative comment, but it's true. When I was down there anyway, I was down on a beach, down in Daytona Beach, which was the most snobbish beach at the time, because I walked down there. I'm a person who I like walking. Anywhere I like walking, I like talking to people, I like saying hi, how you doing, just doing these kind of things. And I was down at Daytona Beach, I'm sort of walking down there going, how you doing? I said, oh wow, I never seen where humans actually mate with ducks. Okay, thank you. And I was sitting there going over the whole thing going, I told a friend of mine I was walking with, I said, I'm going to walk on this beach until I actually talk to somebody who says hi back. So we're going to start saying hi to everybody. He goes, why would you want to do that? I said, why would you ask that question? You know me. He's like, you got a point there. So we're going to sit here. So I said, a brown-haired girl with brown eyes, she's the only one who's going to say hi to me. Well, we met some girl who said hi who had black hair, but guess what? She had discolored her hair, and her hair was actually brown. So it was one of those things where socializing and being happy, of course, but there's always negative situations because of that's why I'm trying to make people happy, because they're not happy. So there's a start where it begins, and then you go from the other go from one extreme to the other, going, okay, I'm depressed, but now I'm happy as hell. So we're just trying to make a balance, which means in the middle. So if they don't want to do that, and I think Amy's right, man. People call in, and we got some unknown numbers on here, so I call that Russian roulette night. we'll see.
I actually have a question. I was wondering about my finances. I am unemployed right now, but I am planning on advertising locally in the paper for my profession, what I do. I'm a caregiver, and I take care of elderly patients in the home. And so I was going to advertise in the local, ads paper, probably within the next week. And I wanted to know if you see me, you know, actually getting some private clients within the next week or two, because, you know, I have bills that are rolling in and I need to work.
What I would do is I would sit there and make sure you have the proper documentation, licensing and all that kind of stuff, and I would definitely go ahead and do that, because I feel like it's something you should have done a long time ago anyway, which is something you've pondered in your mind for a while anyway before the idea of being in a position of being unemployed.
Right.
Correct?
So, yes, that's true. So you see it happen immediately, or, you know, it'll take some time?
You know something, sweetie? I mean, how many clients do you need a week to actually live?
Maybe one or two.
Okay. Set the situation up where you can actually take your one or two patients and give quality service to. You don't want to do like four a week where you'd be like jumping back and forth, and the quality is not as good as you could if you had two. But also, basically, with the situation, set your price accordingly. Because I'm not mistaken. I think you can actually work with these kind of clients where you get paid through insurance.
Yeah. No, I No, not through insurance, privately.
Well, I'm just saying, because there are some people who set the thing up where they're getting paid insurance money to pay you.
Right. Sometime in the future, I'll be able to do that. I'm just trying to get it, you know, on the, you know, the first step or whatever. But so I'm not quite sure if I have a, you know, answer to my question. I'm trying to, you know, find, kind of hoping that it would happen immediately. But, if, you know, if not immediately, I am waiting on an inheritance, and I wanted to, you know, see if you see when that would be coming through for me.
Okay, to answer your question real quick, one of the reasons I was telling you this procedure to go through, because if you follow those guidelines and do exactly what you already have in your mind, that's divine guidance coming through to you. So as long as you follow through, it's going to be quick. You're going to get those two patients a week. I just get two patients a week that you're going to do that. And I think it's just going to be like finding two people and being being a continuous thing that you'll be working with. I feel like you're going to be doing really well with this situation. You just have to initiate it. And by the time you get your inheritance, I'm not really picking up on an inheritance. I feel like what's going on right now with this thing that you got planned to do with your life is more important. And I feel like it will be going pretty good. So when the inheritance comes through, I just feel like, okay, I got some inheritance.
Donnie, there's a real problem in the chat room here, and people are getting ready to leave your show, and I think you should know about this. There's, like, some really bad things going on here.
Okay, can we continue? All right, let's see.
I know you don't want to censor anyone. I know you feel strongly about this, but this is just ridiculous. There's people in the chat room picking fights with other people in the chat room, and it's just ridiculous. There's a lot of aggressive energy in here.
Okay, no problem. I'm trying to...
So, I've already private messaged you about who these people are. So, if you want to do something about it, it's your show, honey. I don't want to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of ridiculous.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, no problem. It's just the ideal of...
That is kind of ridiculous. It's like... Anywhere where there's positivity going on, there's, you know, equal amount of negativity. And like you said, it balances it out, but there's no reason to pick fights with other people. You know?
I mean, if you're that freaking bored, I got better things to do, too. I mean, like, shoot, I'm sitting here going, gosh, this one is persistent.
And it's like, can't they be booted out or something?
Yeah, do you know how to do that, Donnie?
Yes, but the one thing I'm having problems with is this one particular one. I've tried to kick out 3 times.
Wow, and they keep coming back.
Okay, I got it. I was clicking on the thing, and for some reason it would jump around. I missed it. I was like, jeez, man. Guys, chill out. How about this one you were talking about? It starts with a V. Did it have to be kicked out too? All right, gotcha.
That is too funny.
Well, we need some humor. From time to time. So, this is like, I used to love this one guy. He used to be on television all the time. His name was Red Skelton. He was a really good comedian. And his biggest thing he used to say after each show was, and God bless. That's all he ever said. And that man had the largest following you ever saw in your life. He was the most funniest man I'd ever saw in my life, too. But if you ever check that, you should go get some videos or CDs on Red Skelton. Guy's a funny man. They used to call him the clown. And he's a prime example of changing careers and doing things that you never thought about. Because I used to do readings for people, and I'd say, you are a painter. And they go, I've never painted anything in my life. Okay, that doesn't mean you can't. And Red Skelton was a comedian his whole life. But in his latter part of his life, he became a painter that he was at, and he was actually selling. And what's so funny about it, he used to paint his face up as a clown all the time, which was like a preview of him actually becoming a painter. Because what he started doing was he started painting pictures of clowns, of characters he used to do. And the last thing I saw, his paintings were going for like $100,000 a piece. So some people think they can't do something, and maybe. We consider and say, well, maybe the reason he made so much out of these paintings is because of his name. But those paintings were still selling after, I mean, the younger generation was sitting there going, Red Skelton who? But But look at that painting. Isn't that beautiful? That was the whole thing. So it was more to it than just that. So it's you. What are you going to do with your life?
Me? Oh. Just,
no. The person standing behind you. No. Yes, it's you.
I'm going to try to do what makes me happy, what brings me joy.
You should take the inheritance when you get it and invest in yourself with this business that you've got going on. But I just feel like it's going to be really good, and you just got to start it. But I just need to tell you that, to take the money and invest it in you.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it as being a substantial amount. I mean, I know it's not, probably won't be enough to live off of without working, but you know, there's things that I need to fix, like I need a car. And because most of the time when you do that type of work, you have to drive, because the patients, they need to go to doctor's appointments. Some of them have their own cars and they allow you to drive. But it's just more convenient for me to have a car doing this type of work. And so I just wanted to know.
Let me say one thing, okay? I want you to do me a favor, okay? One thing I've been hearing is one thing about people get inheritance and winning money and that kind of stuff, the one thing they don't do is they raise their consciousness of what they can do with their lives. See, the one thing that came to me the most was get the inheritance. It doesn't matter how much it is. And the ideal, it could be big enough to where it could be something you live off of, as long as you realize what you can do with it. Because you're still living in this state that you're in right now, where you're saying, okay, I need a car for this, that kind of stuff. It's like living in a world where your needs are taken care of exactly when you need them. And the idea of this business and what you're planning to do with your life, I feel like these things are going to change. But you got to change with it. So it'll be a constant progression of going forward and raising yourself out of the situation you're in now. Because what's going on right now is the manifestation of how you used to think.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're trying to do is you're trying to get a different outcome. So you have to look at the money as an investment, not something that you're not sure you're going to be able to live off of or not. You sit there and look at the money and say, no, this is going to be a thing of my foundation, as in the point of you already have foundation within yourself, but you have to realize that too, that you can take that money and do whatever you want with it. And the same thing with this business you're going to do. This is something I call divine guidance coming through and saying, your divine, this answer, this bright ideal you just came up with, it's a brilliant ideal.
Mm-hmm.
To cherish
it. Today, it was like, you know, when you want to kind of sell yourself and you have to know the right thing to say. And so today, it's kind of like it popped up in my mind, like the words I'm going to put in my ad to advertise myself. And I wrote it down.
Why don't you sit there and put it in the penny saver?
Huh?
I keep getting the penny saver.
Yes, that's the local advertising paper that I'm going to use.
Well, definitely follow through with the penny saver and any kind of any other publication you can put stuff in.
Like I thought about maybe putting some flyers in local grocery stores and doctor's offices and just senior citizens communities.
Okay.
Because I think right now, at the rate healthcare is going, it's very expensive. Some of these patients, they pay $8,000 to $10,000 a month to stay in a nursing home when they can cut that in half and stay at home. And I think that that's what's going to be start to happen with the healthcare industry, or where the elderly is actually able to pay less than staying in a nursing home and be taken care of at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just saying with the situation, you know, it's not one of those things that you really have to discuss with us. It's something that's come to you. So I'm just saying with the situations you got going on, definitely follow through with that. And I'm thinking you're going to see I don't know. From the way I look at it, I just feel like it's one of those things that needed to go that way in the first place. Because like you said, there's a lot of people paying that kind of money, and they're not getting any kind of care at all.
Right.
So therefore, I know for a fact, being in that position and have the certification to do that, there's a reason for it. Not to work for somebody else, as a per se of the company or any kind of that kind of thing. I feel like you're supposed to work for yourself. Mm-hmm. And you just need to walk through it.
I kind of thought of it as being, it would take some effort because, like I said, I don't have a car and I have to use public transportation. So I'm, you know, hoping that the clients that I do get there are kind of easy to get to.
That's
true,
too. What I'm saying, sweetie, what you need to think about is when you get these clients, you have to sit there and look at what you're doing is you're focusing on what you got to do to get by. What you're doing is you're taking a step, and now you're going to become self-employed. In the process of making that step, this transportation you're talking about is the idea of maintaining what you got to do to get to a certain point where you just don't go out and buy a car, okay? And what you do is these people are going to be paying you money, but for some reason you're not thinking that. You're thinking that you're still in the same place in the same situation you're in right now. You're going to be moving out of that, and you've got to let your consciousness go with that because – if you don't, then you're going to fail. You don't want to fail. So what you got to do is you got to learn how to grow as you get more successful to go with that. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're
mm-hmm.
thinking about it's like, look at the situation. Public transportation, temporary, because you're going to have paying clients. Okay? It's going to come in. You're going to be able to do this. And if you did have to do the whole thing, what you got to do is, I always tell people, really get focused on this whole thing. And if you do got to do the public transportation thing, then make sure that you do have clients that are exactly where you need them to be. But once you take it one step further, instead of just manifesting the person being next to the bus line, why don't you manifest a situation where these are not impossibilities. I mean, when I went to Colorado, the first time, I didn't pay a dime to get there. They came and got me, which blew me away. But see, I needed to do was let go of everything that was going on at that moment. And if this lady says she's going to do this, let go, let it follow through, exactly what she did. So I was thinking, I could come to Colorado and I could work for you. And I'm thinking ahead too, buses, planes, I'm going to do this. I have no money. I just sat there and said, if you want me to come work for you, this is what I need. This is what I need to do. So if you can fulfill these things, I'll come there. And then she called me back and said, we can take care of all those things for you. We even found you a place to live. We found transportation for you. We're going to come get you. Okay? So you have to open your mind to the possibilities. If you're going to walk into this being self-employed, once you open that up, also detail and say, okay, I need transportation. And don't be surprised what happens when things start happening very easily. So that's why I think it's one reason you've kind of hesitated on doing it now, because you feel like you needed transportation. But I'm just saying, with the situation of opening up to the possibility of working for yourself, those situations are going to be taken care of. Amy, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so...
I'm just rejoicing. Sorry.
So have you been listening to our caller?
Yeah, I have been, and I think she's going to be successful in what she does as long as she sticks to it. That's the thing that they're getting here. They're telling me, like, she's not sure what the right thing to do is, but as long as she stays in the structure and the boundaries of her idea, she can totally do this.
Yeah, because I feel like once she gets that first client, the idea of transportation is going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so glad to hear that, because somewhere in the back of my mind, it was like, you know, hey, you know, you always kind of look at a situation and just say, okay, this is the situation I'm in. But mm-hmm. then there's always a part of you, your higher self, that says, okay, no matter what, I'm going to make this happen, and it's going to, you know, work out for me regardless of the situation at hand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of excited about it too, because, well, I'm 26 and it's like,
get excited.
Don't
get kind of excited. Get excited, because you're
really
embarking.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, you're embarking on something really great, and I think you know what you're don't lose touch with the vision that you have. A lot of people start making the big money, and they kind of lose track of the vision of helping other people, because that's where the money's coming from. Those people you're taking care of, and the service you found your service, you found your life purpose. So enjoy
wow.
enjoy it to the fullest, but also in the process of doing that, rejoice with the people you work with.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, because some people do this, they'll get a couple clients, then they want to take on a couple more because they're making so much money. You know, just look at the situation, okay? I mean, I really get tired of people calling me up and saying I'm having financial problems, and they got four cars parked in the front yard. You know,
yeah,
like,
right?
Okay, I can solve this problem, sell the car. And I have a perfect person in Daytona, you know, who needs a car. So
right.
It's just one of those things. It's just open your mind up, because when I was writing this book, I haven't finished it yet, but it's called Love Will Save You, So Let It. It's the same thing. Love will save you, so let it. Love will always come in and change things around if you let it. So it's like with this situation. You come up with a great plan here because you love people. And you want people to have good service. So don't lose track of that.
Mm-hmm.
But also remember one thing. You're giving service to the world, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you live in the world too? So don't forget to service yourself.
I have to take care of myself. Yeah,
yeah.
I could have finished that sentence for you. I knew it was coming.
It's important.
It's very easy to turn into a business too, because if I get an overload of clients, then I would be able to, like, interview a couple of people that, you know, share the same interests as me, and, you know, I could possibly get them to, you know, work alongside
me. You could.
Me.
Well, let me do one thing, okay? Oh, Amy's gone. Let me do one thing for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One thing you have to ask yourself before you do something like that. If you really, because I did this while I was working with my first shop. I had a partner. But then I started working on my own. And I think the reason I hung on to my partner was because I wasn't too sure I could actually do it on my own. Okay, and then the opportunity came about where I could just do that. And my angels came to me and said, because I was looking for a partner for the second shop too, and out of the stuff going on, I said, how come it's not happening? And she said, well, the reason it's not happening is because what do you want to do? That's the important thing. So when I reflect on what I wanted to do, it came across so clearly that I didn't need a partner. And then the opportunity came up that I could actually have a shop that I could actually pay for myself. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you want to go that route, that's fine. If you want to work with people, maybe create I'm just saying, make sure you ask those questions of yourself, because you don't want to put yourself in a situation where next you know you got two people you have to contend with. Who are not doing their jobs, you know?
Right.
So walk into it slowly, get it built up with just yourself for at least a year, and then if you want to do the thing where you want to start something, like some people start psychic lines with other psychics and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you know, what you got.
I'm not really thinking about having like a business partner. I'm thinking, you know, more like. I'm kind of like the boss, and I still work in the field, but there's people working under me, you know, like it's sort of like an agency. You have a staff coordinator, and they are the ones that's booking the clients, and then, you know, they send people like me to work, and for every hour that I work, like, let's just say I make $10 an hour, the agency is charging $12 altogether, so they're getting $2 off of every hour that I work. And I started to realize that I had a problem with that, because I'm like, the staffing coordinators, they were not all that nice, and
mm-hmm.
some cases they would, you know, there was like this one lady I was working with, I was real young, and
mm-hmm.
I was the only 17-year-old in the class that was taking the class to be a home health aide. And
mm-hmm.
so when I got my certificate, they were basically like, the company that trained me basically was like, well, you're too young or whatever to be insured with our company.
Mm-hmm.
So I waited till I turned 18 and I, you know, said, hey, forget that company. I'm going to go where the money's at. Mm-hmm. And I was making $10 an hour at 18 years of age, which was, of course, like almost a decade ago. So, and I was making 10 and the agency was making 12, so they were getting $2 of my money. And the lady, she just wasn't that nice, you know, just if a problem occurred and I had to call off or had somebody fill in, she would scream and yell at me and stuff like that. So I was like, you know, why should she be getting $2 off of every hour that I work and she's going to scream and holler at me when I can get my own money, you know? Like, I can get all of that, all of the percentage of, of my money. And so I thought about it like a long time ago. But now I realize that, the, you know, with the economy the way it is or whatever, that everybody's going to have to start just really digging deep within themselves and finding creative ways to earn money and, you know, be prosperous, as they say, because, you know, and the way you do that is you do what you love to do, because it's no sense in going to get a job or get into a profession just because that's the only thing that's available and, you know, it's a right now job. And, you know, you're going to end up quitting or getting fired because that's not really what you want to do. You just kind of took it because you were desperate. And why not do what you love and, you know, do it and it's more longer lasting that way. And just like, you know, that's not the only thing that I want to do. I want to express my creative side. I like making things beautiful. You know, I like when a woman is, you know, me, myself, when myself is beautiful, my hair, you know, sometimes makeup. And so I thought about getting into cosmetology also. So, and that gives me a way to express my creative side. So, you know, I'm just trying to focus on doing the things that I love and also, you know, being prosperous in that, because we are having some hard times. Everybody is.
So,
thank you. And now, if you don't mind, I wanted to ask one more quick question about the angels.
Okay.
I wanted to know if you see any angels around me. If so, what angels are around me?
Yes. I do see angels around you. Angels are actually around everybody. Even the people you don't like. They just don't listen too much. But the one I got with you is Archangel Gabriel, Uriel. That's two. Archangel Uriel, Archangel Gabriel. Now, Gabriel is with you. They got to give you a voice.
Wow. Okay.
And then Uriel, that's just, to me, I guess I keep getting strength. The strength to follow through. I also feel like Archangel Michael is with you to help you too. And Raphael, it's like a healing process of letting go of this life. Because it's like, look at the situation, and every time you mention anything about anybody in a negative way, that is an emotional attachment you need to get rid of.
Because
the more you sit there and talk about that to anybody, and people always talk, everybody talks about informing other people and needing to vent, but sometimes in a situation, it's just good to let go of it and work with your angels and say, okay, this is what I want to do. You have a lot of angels around you, but the one thing I was also picking up, too, is love in Archangel Chimel. That's C-H-M-C-H-A-M. Yeah, Chimel.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the angel of love.
Right, yeah. Well, I do have a love interest.
Okay.
But he ran away.
Sorry. I was going to say for me, I was like, I'm sorry, I already have somebody else, but that's okay. But it was a joke. But you're still with us.
Yes, I'm here. You said he had somebody else?
No. You said I have a love interest. I'm sitting there going, I'm sorry, do I already have somebody else?
Okay. Okay. Well, you feel that my love interest will come back? You ran away.
Sweetie, when people run away, that means that you're just really a strong person. It's a sign that you need to find someone who is as strong as you.
Right.
Because the situation is, we have a tendency to love people all the time, so I love that person. Okay. But you love everybody. You're a very loving, caring person. You're very insightful, so therefore you got to look at it that way, too. That the reason you love that person is because you can see the potential, but also look at the situation of telling yourself, if he's not with you, there's a reason why. But it's not a bad thing, like there's something wrong with you. It's the ideal of saying, maybe the point is people can't stand up to you in the sense of them being truly honest with themselves. Because I feel like you have a lot of people come to you who think they want something with you, but are not really strong enough to actually do that and get what they really want. And you, on the other hand, have come to the point right now in your life that you realize the more that you actually go after what you want, you're actually getting more of. So this person you're talking about is someone you're going to leave in the dust because they refuse to grow. And that's what I'm saying to you. There are certain things about you that the angels keep talking about you need to let go of and realize that the life that you're living right now is going to be a thing of the past. But in some sense of the word, it's something you're familiar with, so you're having a tough time letting go of it. But all it's going to do is hinder you from what you're trying to accomplish. So you have these brilliant ideals you need to follow through with. But like I said before, as you're growing, you need to. It's like taking clothes. When you outgrow clothes, do you really try to force yourself into them later on?
Mm-hmm.
No, you let them go in favor of the new. So that's the same thing here with this situation. It's like looking at things and going, I would have loved to have a great relationship with him. Well, the realistic part about the whole thing is you will have a great relationship. It just won't be with the person you thought.
Right. Maybe they weren't good enough, or just, like you said, couldn't stand up to love. Like, you know, the minute I showed my, you know, or shared my feelings of love, they took off.
Exactly. So, you know, were they really open to being loved? No, because I don't think they really was able to give it as much as take it. Because if you can't take it, that means they're shutting it off. So the idea of possibly giving it just tells you that there's no way they could, because they don't like themselves. People who love themselves, it's easy to accept someone loving you. And people who don't, who run away, tells you right there that, like I always tell everybody else, if you guys were on the same level and there was actually really a mutual thing going on here, then you would be together.
Right. Well, I think the part of it too was, you know, I still have attachments to the father of my child, and I hadn't fully let him go, which I don't think I really want to. I want to still have him around. He always
sure
will be around because we have a child together.
Okay, go ahead. Cool. Now, all I'm going to say is with the situation, having children and that kind of stuff, you still have to have boundaries, okay? So with the situation, one thing I've told everybody that I've worked with is that I feel like not being with somebody that you know is not working for you makes you a better parent, because you can actually be not in the same shadow as that person, where you can actually give that kid what you think you should give it. But also the same thing, you have to look at the situations of relationships and stuff. They don't work between you. It's like, look at, if you have a friendship, if you have any kind of relationship going on, you don't stay with that person because of that. Because the child can still give the child what it wants and what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm just saying, I've been in situations before myself and some of the things I've gone through, and it's just something that came up to the forefront here, that we have a tendency to say, well, this, you know, he's the father of my child. But that might actually be working against you, and people say, well, I have to do the responsible thing. Yeah, you do. It's called protection. So the situation of looking at things and there's all kinds of ways of looking at things, but I'm just saying with this one here, assess the situation because of what it is. Because like I said before, a lot of situations I've been into and a lot of women I've talked to have a tendency to be more lenient with a person because they have kids together, of them still being disrespectful in some ways and all this other kind of stuff, and say, well, he is the father of my child, so therefore I have to do certain things. You don't have to do nothing, and there's other ways of setting up, because if he wants to see the child, then he'll see the child. But to do all the work, I just feel like in some ways you do a lot of work. And it's like saying, don't stop doing the work. It's like, you know, there's certain things that are set up. And the person doesn't follow through with those things, then you can't keep making it up all the time. Because all you're doing is really putting yourself in a compromising position, because that kind of work, it gets exhausting after a while. So you have to turn and go, he's an adult, you're an adult. You're like, your only concern is you and your child. That's it. I always tell people all the time, can you help other people? Can you give? Can you do this? You can do those things too as well. What I'm saying is, just think about responsibility, because we have children together. You know, I can make a complex situation to a responsibility where I actually get back with my ex-wife 3 or 4 times, but I shouldn't have, because of the children. And it was one of those things of walking away from the situation and actually taking the children with me to protect them. So I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, like everything else about this whole other situation, you're gonna have an ex here who's gonna be jealous of what's gonna happen with you, and he's gonna try to knock you down as many times as he can. That's what I'm saying. You need to set some boundaries with the situation right now between him and you. But if he's not gonna pick the kid up at a certain time, and it's all this other stuff that goes on, it's supposed to be, I guess, why would you put this? If he doesn't stick with the schedule that you have, okay. Don't you have a child? You do have full custody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. If you have full custody of a child, then... Because, I mean, my ex-wife used to have custody of my youngest daughter. But you know something? I was always there. I was always picking her up. I always did all kinds of stuff. Because I wanted to. What I had to do in the situation was, I didn't want to see my ex-wife. So we would arrange places where she would drop the kid off at my mom's. She would leave. I would come in. And I could still spend time with my kids, not dealing with her all the time. It seemed like she was just a hindrance of trying to break those things up. And she was also a very dramatic woman. She would come, she would drop the kid off, and she would go, I will be calling in 2 hours to check up on you. And then she wouldn't talk. And then she wouldn't call for 2 weeks. So it was. I'm just saying, with certain things, if you have full custody, there's a reason why.
Yeah, but sometimes it gets hard.
It does, sweetie, but what I'm saying, you've got to understand, the life that you're embarking on, you're going to be able to take care of yourself without anybody's help. So, therefore, going from the point of where you're at now, it's not going to be hard. What's going to be hard to do is to manage the money you're going to be making to the point where you're the worst. Let's put it to you like this. Let it go. In favor, and then start looking at your life. Set a price for yourself. If you made this amount of money, what would your life be like? Start you a focus board of all the things that you want to focus on, not what things are hard. Everything's easy. Okay? It might be hard now. And what I'm saying is, just using that one affirmation, money comes easily and frequently to me. And then you're going to see some changes, but you got to embrace those changes too. So you have to let go of the old in favor of the new. Because listen, I'm just saying, how would you put this? I don't be mean to you. I'm not being mean to you. I'm just saying, you have to pay attention to the words you're coming out of your mouth, because they can hinder you from where you're trying to get to. You know, like if you walk in some places, I can't afford that. Stop saying those things. Or like what you said before, sometimes it gets really hard. So you're using excuses to keep somebody in your life that you don't need to. And what I'm saying is, when you start working on this business of yours, you're going to see what I'm talking about. You're going to get to a point where you're going to say, okay, he's supposed to be paying child support, he's supposed to be doing all this kind of stuff. And right now, I'm at a point in my life right now, I don't care. Because I'm doing great, I can take care of my kid by myself, I can do all these things by myself. I also feel like there's a relationship coming in too, in midsummer. Sorry,
description of the person.
Huh?
Do you have a description of the person?
No, I don't have a description. In the process of things changing, you have to sit there and look at the situation of all the guys you used to go out with, of escalating a little bit higher than that, okay? For example, the other day, I've dated some girls that don't really have anything going on, okay? And I decided to say, stop doing that. And I actually went up there with a lady up here who actually owns her own business up here, a hair salon. I went up there and asked her out. that was like change. Things are changing. So the idea of acting and attracting success is to tell yourself that you are successful. So therefore, when things happen, you'll be dating a successful man, you'll have a successful business, and then you'll be a successful person. Okay? But you need to embrace those things now by getting a vision board of what success means to you. What would it be like to have the perfect income? And even take a thing and post it on your focus board, how much you want to make a year. Okay? If you have any problems in your life or certain things that you want to do, these focus boards, it's something you make a focus board, and what you do is you also put it where it can be seen all the time. And you're always walking by and see that kind of thing. What I did was I wrote a check out for me that was paid in full, where I said, I'm going to make $2,400 a week. And I posted on my, wrote a check out. It was a Tigger check. and I put it right there. And I put down $2,400 weekly income paid in full.
That's exactly what I thought about. Because I was thinking about, you know, the pricing, what I was going to, you know, ask for my services.
Mm-hmm.
And I totaled it up to about $2,500 a month. Or not a month, a week.
Okay.
So, I mean, because actually, if you know, you can ask for whatever you want to ask for your services, and you know, they accept it. And now that's just like, you know, psychic readings or whatever, intuitive readings. You can ask for, you know, what you feel your services are worth.
Okay. Hold on, someone's emailing me something. I'm wanting my phone number. I'm trying to give it to him.
Six.
Make sure I get it right this time. She said she tried calling, but for some reason it didn't go through. Let's see. That's what I did. I keep pushing that one button and knock off a number. All right. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to...
It's okay. Take your time.
This one person keeps kicking in. Hold up, kid. I'm trying to write back to this other person. And then she comes back in and try to read this one. I know, I said give me 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes. I'm trying to, so there's someone else in there. Okay, it says, hey, Donnie, do you have any other ways I can send you a donation? And there she comes back in again. Okay. Now let me get to this other lady who keeps asking me this question. That really hurt my head. Let me hit this one real quick. That drive you crazy. You'll sit there and type something, and all of a sudden the thing will kick off. Yeah, let me sit here and send this to her real quick. So how long have you lived in Daytona?
All my life.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's not so bad. I like the winters. They're not as cold. And I live on the beach because I love the water.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter also loves the water. So I'm thinking about staying on the, you know. I want to find, like, a nice house out in Flagler Beach.
Oh, okay. I went down there where they have the, so I'm thinking here, because I'm thinking about the streets. I can't remember the streets. I remember there's a couple I went down to past International Speedway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just say you're traveling on A1A, and that's the beachside Atlantic Avenue, and you go all the way down to Ormond, but you're still traveling on the beach. You can get to
Ormond.
Ormond and Ormond by the Sea, and then there's Flagler, which is Palm Coast. If you cross over the mainland, that's Palm Coast.
And what's that one? What's the one? The big bridge? The big bridges? The big? Oh shoot! I can't remember what they're called. They're like close to Holly Hill. See, I used to live in Holly Hill. I used to live down on Flemish.
Okay, yes.
I used to live on Second Street too.
Okay.
Because we used to live on Second Street. We could actually, where I used to live at, was a little bit of a walk, and you could actually right there the river, I guess.
Riverside Drive. You can also take that all the way down. It runs all the way to Ormond, or the opposite way. It runs to South Daytona, Port Orange.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. No, so I was saying, so some. Oh man. It's like, oh my gosh, shoot me in the head.
Well, when I said 25 a week, I mean a month, about 2,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And well, then,
if that's good enough, I'm just saying what I do with the situation is that I usually tally up how much would it cost for me to live, and then go about, it depends. Because I've been in situations where, you know, you're paying this, that, and the other, but the rents down there in Holly Hill were pretty, for a house, were like, I think
$1,200.
And between 9 and 12, I think.
Well, see, the apartment that I'm living in now, it's like $900 a month. That's everything included without cable. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm playing weekly. So I'm like, you know, with no job and no, you know, barely any income coming in, $225 a week is a lot. So
yeah.
I got to, you know, get this business thing on the ball. And I could rent a house for that much, but I would still have utilities, you know.
But, yeah, I noticed one thing about Holly Hills, too, you got to look around for is a lot of houses. Got a little bits and pieces here and that kind of stuff.
Down in Flagler and in Palm Coast, the houses are immaculate, and they're, you know, for the price of $1,200 a month, you can live in like a two-story house with, you know, a big backyard, possibly a pool, and, you know, four rooms, two bathrooms in Palm Coast. Most of the houses are built in 99 and up. So they're brand new. They have, you know, like garden tubs and stand-up showers in the same bathroom. And then there'll be a second bathroom, you know, so it's like really nice. And the beachside part of that. The ocean side is Flagler County, and the houses out there, it's like you walk across the street and there's the beach. So.
Right. That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some nice places down there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, who wouldn't want to live right across the street from the beach?
Well, it depends what stormy weather is going on.
All right. See, and that's the thing that I didn't want to worry me because, you know, we do in Florida have, during hurricane season, we're a peninsula. Florida is a peninsula, which is, you know, land that stick out and that's surrounded by water. So that's pretty much what we are. And during hurricane season, there's a lot of fear based on, you know, the weather and things like that, the hurricanes and stuff. But I don't, you know, let it bother me. We've survived hurricanes where we had no lights for, you know, weeks at a time, and people were using generators and candles and buying canned, you know. So we survived hurricanes before. It's really, you know, not too much destruction as it would be, you know, like it was in Louisiana. When the hurricane hit Louisiana.
There's so much controversy over all this stuff that happened with Louisiana and this thing with Japan and stuff, where people were actually talking about some things that were actually said in the media that would come back to say that the government knew about these things before they happened, which makes me wonder how much of these things they're calling disasters that were actually intentional.
Really, a hurricane?
Yeah, because right now it's been proven that, in some sense, the word, with some of the technology that the government has, they're actually tampering with the weather.
The reason
they keep pushing it all the time about global warming and all this good stuff and some of these statistics and stuff, it's like diverting everything away from what they're actually doing.
Mm.
I know. Sometimes people don't understand what situations are truer than they like to admit.
Yeah.
Sorry, sweetie.
I had a dream like that before where, and maybe you can help me out with this dream too. It was like we were walking on the shoreline and there was this tornado, a whirlwind just kind of came down out the sky from nowhere, and people were running uphill, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
And all this baby appeared in my arms, a newborn baby, but the baby was of a different race, and I was trying to protect this baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was in the dream. She was, you know, pretty much like, no, let me protect the baby. And we were kind of going back and forth on who was gonna protect the baby. So that's how my dream went. And you know, if you could shed some light on that dream, that'd be nice. But it was weird.
Okay, what was it again?
It was kind of weird, the dream in itself.
Let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
With the situation, I'm thinking. Focus for a minute, so. Hold up. Not type fast, okay. Interesting, right? Okay, well, the situation I was saying was, because anyway, we can talk about this, like, you could give me a call tomorrow?
For sure.
Because I can give you my private number. And I can give you it's one of those things where, like, when I do dream interpretation, I like to be nice and rested.
Right. Okay.
I want to be honest with you. I did a show at 9, and then I did a show at midnight. So I've been on the air for 5 hours.
Yeah, you're kind of tired. Okay, well, I'm going to cut the phone call short. I don't want to tire you out. And I really thank you for the advice.
Well, like you said, I'm just saying, if you want that private number, and let me do a little German interpretation with you tomorrow morning or tomorrow, it'd be no problem.
Okay. Let me get a piece of paper.
I mean, if it's more easier for me to call you, that's fine too.
Oh, you can. If you don't want to give your number out on the air.
Oh no, I get my number out on the air all the time.
Oh.
Because I do private readings on the phone and stuff like that. It's my own phone service.
Okay.
So I was just saying, with the situation, if it's what you want to do, because I have unlimited calling.
Okay.
I can call anywhere in the United States. And Canada.
I also have unlimited.
What you should try to do.
For me, you give me a private reading off air.
Yeah, sure. All I ask for back in return would, like, donate some money to the show when you're doing better.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I always tell people that, you know, I've had friends that call me up and say, I have no money. I got my credit card, so can I send you a pizza?
Wow, that's, yeah.
Sure, you can send me a pizza, because right now you have the right time and I'm starving. Seriously. I used to have people pay my phone bill. I had people paying on my credit cards. I had people, people wouldn't give me their credit card number, but they would do it. You know, they would do things like that. So I was like, hey, you know something? Yes, mm-hmm. open our minds up to the situation. Say, that's what you want to do. And I usually tell. I'm also a person who likes to work out.
Who said that abundance had to come in? You know, cash. It could come in gifts. You know,
as long as
your needs are met.
I still want some cash. I will sit there and make this clear to the universe. I want some cash.
Right.
I'm just saying,
it came in the form of, you know, pizza, and that's good too, you know. If your needs are, you know, like a cell phone bill being paid, your needs are being met, and that's, mm-hmm. you know, that just lets you know that you are very, you know, blessed and a good manifester. And
who's your phone service?
Well, I had Metro, but I'm with Boost Mobile.
I was gonna do Metro when I was down there in Daytona, but then I had all intentions of moving back to Colorado, and there's no service there at all.
Yeah, the service kind of sucks.
It's a pretty new company too, right?
Oh, it's been around for a couple of years now. Yeah, about.
The one I was going to do was Straight Talk.
I've never heard of that, but it may be Verizon in our area Virgin Mobile.
Straight Talk is what you do is you go to Walmart, and once you do this, if you have internet or any kind of access, like go to the library down there in Holly Hills or something, go on the mm-hmm. internet and go to a site called Straight Talk. You can actually order these phones. I've seen a phone. They had phones where you get what you. This is what it is, okay? When you get the service, it's $45 for unlimited everything.
Mhm.
Now they do have some things where you can actually get a free phone, but even the ones you have to pay for a phone, they had one I saw was a real nice flip open phone for it's $55, which includes the unlimited plan, unlimited everything.
Mhm.
So I'm just saying, go check it out, because as soon as I get some money, I'm going to go get me one of their phones too, because I saw some nice phones on there that unlimited texting, unlimited phone minutes, unlimited computer, everything.
Well, see, that's like what I have. It's unlimited everything, but I had to pay for the phone.
Mm-hmm. How much it cost you all together?
About $130.
Yeah, because this one here was like, I can get me one of those BlackBerry phones, And it was like $134.
And that's including the first month, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, first month. Oh, okay. Yeah, see, first, I wanted a BlackBerry, and you can get that through Straight Talk.
Yeah, it was $134, and they also have the slide phones. You know, the ones that get the keyboard. Yeah, slider phones.
Right.
They're the ones that slide to the side, not the one that slides up, but they have those too. But they also have the ones that slide with a little keyboard, the whole keyboard in there.
Mm-hmm.
For your texting and kind of stuff. And those were like $119, I think, with everything included. It was like you got two versions. You got the one with where you can pay like $35, where it's 1,000 minutes and 1,000 texting, or you can go for the ones $45. But I looked at them a while ago, and they were like, it was around $119 to $134 for those and the BlackBerrys.
I haven't quite caught on to the technology of BlackBerrys. Like, what's the, you know.
What's your name?
Sheena.
Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just want to make sure I got that. I had the phone number, but I want to make sure I got the name, too. So I want to call you and say, hello, how you doing? Hey, you. that kind of thing.
What's your number?
My number is 740.
Mm-hmm.
601.
Okay.
9835.
What would be a good time for you?
Well, since we've been so late, noon.
I know. Wow, okay. So I'm going to write noon or 12 p.m. Well, I hope that you get, you know, good rest, and hopefully we can chat tomorrow.
All right, no problem then. I look forward to it.
Okay, well, good night.
Well, good night to you too, and thank you for calling tonight. I appreciate it. Bye-bye now. I can actually listen to this.